One out of five people have gotten food poisoning from a holiday meal.
Oh.
It's happened to me before. There's nothing like throwing up uncontrollably long after you've gotten rid of all the turkey in your system and you still just have the dry heaves. And you're thinking to yourself, wow, what did I eat that did me so wrong?
You never imagined you'd be giving thanks for the Pepto-Bismol.
Well, I'm going to give you three tips on how to be sure that you join those people and suffer from food poisoning this holiday season.
How to catch it?
I'm going to teach you how to catch it.
Great,
this
Tom.
Season.
Thank you.
Three ways. Now, you could look at it that way, or you could maybe not do these things, and then you could avoid getting food poisoning. It's up to you. But these are three ways to increase your odds of catching food poisoning this holiday season.
Right.
Number one, rinse the raw turkey in the kitchen sink. They say 62% of Americans do this, and when you rinse the raw turkey in the kitchen sink, you splatter germs up to 3 feet away all over the counters and other cooking surfaces. And then other people come in contact with them, or your food comes in contact with them, and you spread salmonella to all your family members and friends. So if you want food poisoning, wash your turkey off in the sink. Preferably the higher pressure spray, the better.
That's the side dish I'm bringing this year.
It's salmonella. Salmonella salad.
Yeah.
All right. Another tip for you, if you'd like to get food poisoning this holiday season, wash your hands before you make the food.
Well,
but
yeah.
Only before you make the food.
Okay.
Don't bother washing them in between while you're making the food. Mm. Like, you know, when you switch from one ingredient to another or you get something else on your hands. Because if you only wash your hands before you make the food, then while you're cooking different things, you can cross-contaminate. And you will get the E. coli or salmonella from the turkey onto the green bean casserole. And before you know it, everyone's sick.
Oh, okay. All right.
So for those of you having trouble following that, wash your hands frequently while you're cooking.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
That's something I always do. I literally, if I'm cooking something, I bet I wash my hands 10 times.
Yep.
Yeah. Man, don't pet the dog while you're cooking.
Well, unless you're cooking the dog.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And be sure, if you want to get food poisoning, leave the turkey out for 3 or 4 hours before you put it in the fridge for leftovers.
No.
Because bacteria starts to get into the high growth phase at about the 2-hour mark. Once it's been out for 2 hours, it starts to double each time it's been out. And when it hits 2 hours, that's whenever it starts to explode into bacteria growth.
Ugh.
And by the time you put it in at 2.5 or 3 hours, you've basically just put in a colony of bacteria into your fridge.
Huh.
Yeah. So, if you want to look at this from the other side and you don't want food poisoning, don't wash your turkey in the sink. Wash your hands a lot while you're cooking and don't leave your turkey out for 2 hours or longer on the counter.
And that's after it's cooked. If you're cooking a frozen turkey, pull it out today and let it thaw. You're talking about your cooked turkey. Don't leave
it out. That's correct. That's the turkey that you are going to put in the fridge for leftovers.
Yeah.
It sounds like I might be going to get salmonella.
Well, good for you.
This is how I prepare my turkey. Because I thought you always washed it. Because I think, you know, it's important to do that. So I like it to be nice and clean. And so I like a fresh scent. So I usually use Irish Spring. So, you know, I was going to use Dove, but I thought that'd be disrespectful to use on the turkey.
Dove on a turkey, yeah.
Yeah.
Unless it's a Dove chocolate bar.
So you're saying I should not be washing my turkey beforehand.
Not really. I mean, you're going to cook it anyway, so washing it beforehand doesn't do much except spread the germs around.
After I wash my turkey, though, I like to slap it because, you know, it makes that little sound. I mean, that's just something.
Send it
like
off
to
with
do.
A slap.
Yeah, just a little
make
slap
sure, though,
into the oven.
Yeah, make sure you do wash your giblets, though.
Okay, all right.
I think that's important.
Are they giblets or giblets?
I don't know. My mom said to wash both, though.
They're gross.
I always call them giblets.
Make good gravy.
But I also like to massage my turkey, too.
Do you?
Yeah, I think that's important because it makes it a little bit more tender if you do that. And you can use oil if you want to. I mean, I like the cocoa butter with 15 SPF, just in case, you know. You want it to be a golden brown after it's done.
Well, that's going to be a pretty bird.
Yeah.
Don't know that I'd want to eat it, though.
And then if you really want to, you know, get down to making it cleaner, use your loofah.
Oh, boy.
That's just the way I do it. So it sounds like I'm on board with getting the salmonella.
Sounds like you're eating alone.
No wonder no one wants to come over and hang out with me.
Okay. You'll get to experience the Prisma Healthcare Center in a great deal of in-depth close.
Well, not anymore, Tom, because you've helped me out with this topic today. Thank you so much.
Are you done?
With me or him?
You.
Yeah, I'm done. Well, and then I put it in the oven, okay?
Okay, good.
Yeah. All right. And if I want to get it baked properly, I put it on the Snoop Dogg setting.